I see you sitting there in the bar. You had a few drinks, but I can see you're not drunk, just blue, maybe. I've seen you before, and you come and hear me sing. You seem to lose yourself in some songs. Tonight, I swear I saw you lock eyes with me for a second. And there was a shining tear on your cheek, which you quickly wiped away. I want to approach you and ask if it was my singing. And as I don't get listened to like that very often, I'm curious. Not here, there. There are some crowded nights where the noise of conversation is deafening and it just blots out my songs. But tonight there are only a handful of customers, so after my song, I walk over to the other end of the bar and order a cranberry and ice water. The guy on the piano watches out for me, and I ordered him a beer and one for Frank on double bass. I see your glass is empty. I decide to tell the barman to quietly refill it. And I'm back on stage, handing the guys. When I see you being told who bought you the drink, and you seem to really cheer up and smile, and then you look up at me and your eyes sparkle for a brief moment, and it makes my heart skip a beat. A small connection, but a meaningful one. I sing my heart out for the rest of the evening, and a few people come into the bar and sit and listen, and by the end I get a big round of applause. And I think that moment we shared made all the difference. The next day I find a small, neatly tied posy of flowers. It's on the bar. He tells me they're for me. And there's a note. It simply says in nice penmanship, "Please, if you get a chance to sing this song from a fan," and an initial B. I look at the flowers, roses, a deep pink colour, which as roses go means admiration and affection. I'm touched because my name is Rose, but my stage name is Ella, after the singer whose song you chose to request. I take a rose from the small bouquet and put it in my bracelet, like a little corsage. Its petals feel cool, and I can bring them up to my face and brush the silky coolness on my cheek as I breathe in its sweet scent. The song is, of course, in our repertoire, and I tell the guys to put it in just before the halftime break. I hope you might be here and maybe say hello. I really hope it's you, the guy I saw last time, the one who listens to me like no one else does. We begin as the place fills up and I feel myself sitting a little taller. And the silky dress that I'm wearing seems to be in contact with my skin in a way I've not been aware of before tonight. It is busy and getting warm. I try not to look at that place where you sat, but as I sing, I scan the room, smiling as usual, but then I glimpse just a catch of a glimpse of a man sitting in the shadows, sipping a beer. I'm sure I see the flash of teeth in a smile. Maybe I imagined it. It's coming up to the break and I decide to say something. I don't usually talk much to the audience, never really listening. Frank is the one who does that, but I just say, this is a special request from a gentleman. And I caress the rose on my wrist as I hold the microphone. The bar quietens slightly as if they are actually all about to listen to this song. My voice seems to come out of me like a rich cream over my tonsils. Every note just sits perfectly for this song, and I even see some mouths open as they haven't heard some of these notes. I swell with pride that I can do the song justice for you tonight. As I lower my head at the end of the song, the piano finishes the last few notes, and a warm applause, splattering of hands, makes me blush. I haven't felt that kind of high singing for a while. Well, not since the last time I was here. I smile and turn to my colleagues, who get up for a little break and bow. Noisy chatter accompanies us off the stage, and all the drinkers go back to whatever they were speaking about. I look towards the bar, but the man I thought I saw isn't there. I feel a pang of disappointment, but order my drink to cool my throat. I stand and sip it with the guys. Then I look around and someone moves from the bar, leaving a corridor between the people, and at the end of the space is a man in a white shirt and dark chino trousers. He has those eyes and that smile. He stays there though and doesn't look as though he will approach, so I take a step, but there are people in the way again, and I can't see you. And then the guys ask me about the next part of the set, and I talk to them and sip my drink. I take it back with me to the stage. I lean on the upright piano, and it's time to sing the next. The customers are thinning out. My little heart flutters that you will go too. Maybe I should have saved the song for the second half. I sing another classic. One famously sung by Sinatra. It seems a lovely sentiment though, that we are not each other's babies. It's easy inside. tell you a lot, but you've got to be true to your code. One for my baby, and one more for the road. You never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet. I got a lot of things I'd like to say. When I'm gloomy, won't you listen to me till it's all talked away? Well, that's how it goes. Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close this torch that I found. Has got to be drowned, or it soon might explode. Long, so long road. The start of a film. I love where a lost man finds love. Finding a reason to go on. I want to be that reason for a man. I want to be important to someone. Loving. I'm a teaser. Then a tear forms in my eye. I feel the words of the song within me. No one applauds at the end though. All gone. Frank and John on piano say I was really in the zone tonight. We decide to pack up when I see you standing right by the stage step. You have a look in your eye and I walk towards you to thank you for the roses. The one in my bracelet falls out and lands at your feet and loses a few of its petals. I sigh with a little sorrow. Oh. But you hold out your hand as I step down and I feel like a princess as you gently hold my hand. I begin to stoop to get the fallen rose, but you are too, and we almost bump our heads. I put my hand on your bent knee, but then quickly take it off when I realise. You take my hand and place the flower in my palm. And that's when I look up and see your face properly for the first time. Smiling, you say, a rose, for a rose. And I giggle like a silly young girl. I have the stem in my fingers and I twiddle it, which makes the flower twirl. Its scent makes me take in a deep sigh. Was it you I have to thank for the flowers? I ask. And you bow your head and grin. And lock your eyes in mine. That's when I know. Just that very moment. That I want to kiss you. I just step closer and kiss your cheek. I'm never this bold normally, but tonight I am. My warm lips feel your warmer cheek, slightly bristled. But but I feel the tingles all over though. I'm curious about you. Ever since I decided to buy you that drink, I thought about the guy who comes to listen. Now I can see your eyes are very expressive. I see your lips try to form a word, and then you ask to walk me to my car. We always have a little after set wind down. We go to the hotel across the street because they serve food all night. And I get a lift home with Frank. Actually, I can't afford my own car. I feel like I want to keep talking, but I don't want you to feel brushed off. So why did you decide to bring me the flowers, Mr.? I wait for your name and decide I want to talk more. I was going to get a bite to eat, you know, if you want to walk me over there. You nod, and the guys nod to me and I smile. They'll follow us. But we cross over in the cool night air, and the crunchy road has only sparse traffic at this time of night. It feels like a movie, I think to myself. I smile though, and give a sideways glance to see your eyes are on me, carrying my flowers. I lift them up and smell them again. I feel like a teenager with a crush. I want to know about you and your favourite music. And why you like me. We sit and order tea and a piece of pie, and I'm chatting away, feeling full of good feelings, because you make me feel admired. We chat easily. The guys have sat a little way away, but so that I know they're near. You see, I'm being looked after, and it seems to help you relax. You don't chat up many women, but I smile and see you blush. Sit with you for a while. It's been a while since I've had a man sit with me, chatting me up. And you're reserved and kind of shy. You politely ask me things a fan would ask, and I tell you the answers. But all the time I'm watching your face. I want to see if you blush for me again. And I notice, especially when I play with the flowers you give me, that your hands move a little as if you want to touch. I feel easy with you. And there's a part of me that wants to touch you so much too. Your expressive eyes look down or away, but then you ask if I'm with anyone, and you look right into me, and I feel this thrill. Words catch in my throat because I wanted you to ask. I'm single, yes. I was divorced. Now it's my turn to blush. I feel the pang of having to admit that I've got a failed marriage behind me. I look at, and there's no judgment, you just smile, and maybe there's a little hope. And I smile and giggle just for the want of something to say. I hope you see, I'm hoping you'll ask. Oh, God. We just sip our tea. And the other guys indicate they want to go home. Oh, it's getting late. Do you want to continue our chat? I mean, I'd like that if you do. Nod. So I get my phone out to add your number. And my heart beats fast when you hold out my hand to angle the screen to read it. I'm lost in thoughts about you as I sit silently in the car on the way home. The guys see I'm starry-eyed. I tell them I like this guy. And they're happy for me. But they tell me to be careful. And I'm glad they watch out for me. I walk from the car, wishing them good night. And get my keys out from my purse. I'm smelling my flowers and maybe it was the kiss I gave you on your cheek, or maybe the way you blush. You might be a little younger than me. I lit a fire. Just as I reach the door, my phone buzzes. It's a message from you.